Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
And welcome into a Monday edition of Coffee Break. Yes, this is the dulcet tones of Stuart Davis. Troy Shockley is on vacation. Glad you could tune in. We've got a fantastic show. We will be talking with Chris Holmes of the Myrna Loy a little bit later on. But due to the fire here in Helena's North Hills, we've got a special guest coming on to give us up-to-date information about what is going on out there. We've got Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton on the line right now. Hello, Sheriff Dutton. How are you today?
Good morning. Well, we're getting tired, but just the same as everybody else who's living out here or who has been displaced.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. We know you're very busy and your time is very important, and I know I've bugged you for the last 48 hours to no end, but we just like to kind of get an update. We saw where the Lewis and Clark Emergency Management team put out the fire has grown in size to 4,200 acres. Can you confirm that?
Yes, I can. The infrared flight last night indicated that it was 4,200 acres. It has grown since then from 11 till now. And the important news, if you have been evacuated, is that we did not lose any homes. And I would like to say thanks to the rural fire people that have stood between the fire and the homes. And they did an awesome job.
I was talking to Tri-Lakes Chief Bob Drake a day ago, and he said it crept up on Antler Way, and it was a last man stand to prevent it from getting into any homes because it got pretty close, but the local volunteers were able to push it back and push it east.
Yeah, the Blacktail Lane, the fire has come down there. The fire has also come down towards Snowdrift, but there are trucks lined up there making a stand.
Well, so
we don't want it to cross there.
As far as containment, are we still at really not at no containment, or do you have a figure on that at this time?
I don't have a figure, and I would go with the last I heard of zero. There are places that have burned, but they still have embers in the middle. And as Kurt said earlier, we have a red flag warning for this afternoon with a storm passage and erratic winds. This has been an erratic fire, one of the more erratic ones I've ever seen. And we're going to have a gust up to 50 miles an hour. So it's one of those things. We'll be poised, ready to go, and pray that we don't get a new start. We're calling in as many resources as we can get. A Type 2 management team has taken over this morning. A Type 2 management team is a higher priority at more resources, air resources, ground resources, equipment. All of those are either here or on their way. You may have seen a sky crane working. The very large air tankers are being employed. Now, all of those are good, but you have to have boots on the ground to make it work. You have to have the firefighters there to actually do the work, clear the brush, make sure that the small fires are being put out, because those are what are giving our new starts. As the wind comes up, blows out embers onto the ground or grass and starts a new fire.
I was just going to say, and we have more firefighters coming into the area, include hotshot teams today. Is that correct?
That's correct. It has burned further to the east along the river, but it has not crossed the river. We have done no new evacuations. We are maintaining a hold on what we have. We are giving some escorts for emergency life-sustaining material, medications, things like that. We'll give escorts. We will have more law enforcement coming in to help us with either roadblocks or helping people get into their house. We want at the earliest opportunity to get people into their house. The problem being is that this erratic fire is on its way, and once you start allowing people to go back in and that fire hits, I'd rather have them frustrated with me right now than lose a life. So we'll get them in as soon as we can. I understand the anger. It's a normal response to an abnormal situation. That's what we're in.
And buildings can be rebuilt, but lives cannot be restored. So we want to definitely appreciate you taking all the precautions there to prevent any kind of injuries to harm people that's possible. As far as evacuations, the last was the American Bar area. Are any other evacuations in the works, or has pretty much all the areas that need to be evacuated have been so?
Every area that needed to be evacuated has been, but I will say this. If you feel you want to leave, go ahead. There's nothing saying that you have to shelter in place. There's a couple places that we said, if you stay, we're going to ask you to stay here. If those are in the far east side, because they were confined with one way in, one way out, and firefighters are moving up and down their road, and if the smoke hits, they won't be able to tell where they're at. So there's a constitutional issue of people being able to stay in their homes if they own it. But when that fire gets close and that smoke fills the room, people leave, but they can't see. So if you have any reservations about where to go, call us. There's an emergency line. There's shelter, the Assembly of God Church. There you probably have relatives. If you don't, we'll find something. If you choose to stay, you have to stay. You can't be darting in and out because of the traffic that is going up and down the road. And we have committed to those people who have left that we will protect their house. So we have to make sure we know who's moving back and forth. And I know it's difficult to stay in when you have a job and those kind of things, but that's where we're at. That's what we have to do, and we're doing our level best to work with people, and we'll try to get all of the information out. I know there are sandwich boards out on the roads that are blocked with fire maps, and the public information officer for the fire will be ramping it up. We do have a public meeting again tonight at the community center off of Tizer Road. I think it's called the Valley Community Center. It's across from Warren School, and it will be at 6 o'clock. It's open to the public, especially those who have been displaced, and you're welcome to come, and we'll be going over what we know, and we'll probably be experiencing that weather event right about that time. That's the most information I know.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. And real quick, to help not only with your sheriff's department, but also the firefighters, we're trying to tell people, it is an exciting news event, but people need to stay away because you've got a lot of gawkers, looky-loos, people on the side of the road. It would be better if they would just kind of stay away from the area at this present time, as far as even not in the, roadblocked areas, but the areas leading up into where the fire is.
Correct. There's a few spots that people have chosen to observe that were safe. That was out towards the gates of the mountains right off the interstate. They could see the fire there, and I saw them lining up. I thought that was a very good choice, and I was impressed that they chose to go to a place that was far enough away. They weren't blocking anything. But if you're insistent on getting right next to the fire because you want that awesome shot, we're going to move you along. We have different patrol units moving back and forth, and we've incorporated a lot of partners on this. We're just beyond capacity of what we can handle, so we're borrowing from other agencies, but my office has put out a valiant effort. I really appreciate everybody who has been working hard on the line. My deputies are displaced as well. I have empathy for it. I know we want to get them in. I know the volunteer fire department and the type 2 team want to get the people back in as soon as we can. But please, if you don't live there, find a safe place that's far enough away that you can take your pictures and see those kind of things. If you get close, you're going to block critical resources that are trying to get there to either shuttle water or go be mobilized to begin to dig line to stop the fire. So don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. And if we work together as a team, and that's the whole community, we'll come out better.
Well, we appreciate the time. Sheriff Leo Dutton calling in, giving us the latest update from the Helena North Hills fire. Sheriff Dutton, thank you so much, and Godspeed with you and your fellow officers and all of the people fighting the fire up there. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good day.
You do the same. That was, again, Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton. We're going to go ahead and step away real quick as Coffee Break will continue with Chris Holmes with the Myrna Loy up next. So stick around. More great Coffee Break talk on the way.
I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Now, back to our show.
And welcome back into Coffee Break. Stuart Davis in for Troy Shockley, who's on a little sabbatical. He'll be back with us next week. But a full list of great guests. If you were with us just moments ago, you heard Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Leo Dutton give the latest update on the North Hills fire here in Helena. One other note before we move to our next guest. If you would like to donate, they're looking for monetary donations at this time. They've gotten their fill of water and Gatorade. They've gotten so much. It was a great response, and they're so thankful. But monetary donations would be even more helpful. You can go to the Helena Safeway of 611 North Montana, see Eric Dowell, and make those. And with that, we bring on Chris Holmes with the Myrna Loy. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good.
Welcome back. It's always good to see your face. Let's talk about what's going on with the Myrna Loy these days. What are some of the exciting things taking place here in the summertime?
Well, the Myrna Loy is the place to go when the air gets smoky and the afternoons get hot and the evenings get sweaty. We have inside our granite jailhouse building, we have air conditioning and fresh air. So good beer and light bites and glass of wine and a good movie or a fabulous concert or event, kind of the antidote to the fires outside. So
well, you had me at good beer. Definitely had me at good beer. Now, I'm still fairly new to Helena. Let's first help me and maybe some of our first-time listeners talk about what the Myrna Loy is. What's going on? What is it all about?
It's amazing to me how many people live in Helena and don't really know what the Myrna Loy is or think maybe it's a place where you go to watch old Myrna Loy movies. It was named after Myrna Loy because she grew up here and this was her town, and she gave the organization her name and her image to use before she died. And so the place, the art center, is named after her, but it's one of the very few independent movie theaters in Montana. So the place where you go to watch the movies beyond the Cinemark mainstream blockbuster most commercial movies. So we show really great movies, two movies every night. You can sit and have a beer and wine, and our movie schedule is on the website, themyrnaloy.com. And then interspersed with the movies, we have a whole year full of live performances of all varieties. What the Myrna Loy really specializes in is introducing you to a band or an ensemble or a performance group that you may have never heard of before that you really want to know about. An intimate 240-seat experience with somebody who is going to be really great and sort of light your musical or theatrical life on fire. And every once in a while, we get in one of the greats, for example, on this September, we're going to get the guitar legend Leo Kottke. Oh, wow. So if you can sit, 6 feet away from Leo Kottke and listen to him tell his stories and play his guitar, and there is no bad seat in the house, I often sit in the back row because I also like to watch the audience. And it's like, I'm right there. You can hear the harmonics. You can watch their facial expression. It's a wonderful place to go to have all different kinds of experiences. So,
well, and it's great that a community like Helena has the diversity in the arts culture, because the arts are so important commitment to communities. We kind of get lost in our day-to-day grind of life. But bringing in some things that maybe, like you say, aren't on the mass scale that might be eye-opening to somebody that has never heard of a certain movie or a certain artist or band, it can be a very enlightening thing for the public.
Yeah, and people in Helena don't really know this, but the Myrna Loy is known throughout the country as one of the most innovative little culture powerhouses in a rural area. We also don't think of Helena as rural, but I tell you, the rest of the country thinks of Helena as pretty rural. And you can have small towns attached to big cities that have an art center like the Myrna Loy in it, but to have a place that is doing so much on a cultural level and an international level, bringing in ensembles from different countries to perform, or bringing, like I say, these legends in to have these intimate concerts for a small town off the beaten path, 10 hours from any major metropolitan area, to have a place like the Myrna Loy, or to have a place like the Archie Bray or the Holter Museum of Art, is pretty amazing. And we kind of take it for granted. Oh, yeah, it's the Holter, it's the Archie Bray, it's the Myrna Loy. But these are amazing treasures to have in a town this size. And those of us who frequent these places and are kind of in awe of the work and the artistic community that we have in Helena, it's kind of one of the things that makes Helena an amazing place to live.
And not only Helena, but East Helena. You guys have a nice collaboration with East Helena. I see that there is an event coming up. I believe it's called Stackfest.
Stackfest on August 10th. Yeah, the Myrna Loy, the city of East Helena, and the East Helena Food Culture Hub have collaborated to create this event commemorating the 10th anniversary of the smelter stacks coming down. So for 100 years, East Helena was a company town, hardworking, blue-collar, skilled labor, raising their families, doing this amazing work with very, high technical knowledge of that industrial work. And when the smelter closed, it was a blow to this little town. People lost their livelihoods and their history and their jobs and their future, their sense of themselves as a community. So Stackfest is commemorating that past and giving the community an opportunity to come together, tell stories, and share kind of this neighborhood event. It'll be a community picnic. Dill Hill will play live music, also with some of the young musicians that are coming up now. There'll be storytellers telling some of those amazing stories of East Helena's past and also its present. And we'll be hearing from people who have just moved to East Helena recently, like what do they find in a small town? What are some of the funny, engaging stories of East Helena today? And that will be hosted by Improv Mining Company, which will be funny and entertaining and heartfelt, and this wonderful event of neighbors getting together to know their neighbors. And then we'll have some opportunities for people to give us a little bit of feedback on some neighborhood projects and downtown East Helena projects that we want the community to give their voices on. Just a real neighborhood picnic event that will be really fun. That's Saturday, August 10th, and it's called Stackfest. It's free. There will be food and wine and beer and music and stories and games for kids and all kinds of activities.
Things that, years ago happened on a very frequent basis that has kind of been lost to time due to the instantaneous, fast-paced world we live in, where you live next door to someone, but you don't know your neighbors anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of a fractionizing of our neighborhoods. But East Helena is an amazing, remarkable little community, and they want to know their neighbors. They want to have their own identity in the Helena Valley sprawl of things. And so the way for us to get together is through food, music, and storytelling. And that's what that's what this event is all about.
Now, I see a particular band coming that I've seen personally in August, Pinky and the Floyd.
Pinky and the Floyd.
Will be a Pink Floyd cover band. It's their 40th anniversary of their famous Wall album. But Pinky and the Floyd, fantastic, fantastic band. And we're lucky enough to get them two nights here.
Two nights, August 22nd and 23rd. The first night will be a regular concert, just covering the span of Pink Floyd music, and the second night on the 23rd, they will perform The Wall, the album. So you can come to one night or the other. There's a special package if you get both tickets and have your own little Pinky mini fest. You get two nights for a cheaper price, and they are so much fun. They're so engaging. Each one of them individually a stellar musician on his or her own, and they get together and do this amazing show that is all about color and light and action and the quality of the music. Usually their shows are much bigger in size. So again, to see them in the Myrna Loy is so much fun.
Yeah, I saw them in Haver a couple of years ago, and they put on a wonderful show. Very lively, very energetic. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that the acoustics in the Myrna Loy are just pristine. They're wonderful.
Yeah, they're amazing. It can be hard to make them small enough in a band that size. You don't have to amplify the music. What you do is balance the idea of the music so that everybody has this really great and big, huge, yet intimate experience. And I think that's part of the magic of going to a performance at the Myrna Loy.
Once again, we're with Chris Holmes, who's with the Myrna Loy, and talking about all the great events going. Now, August the 1st, which is a Thursday, a band called Masontown is going to be there, Jamgrass band. And that became really big. I'm from North Carolina, and in Western North Carolina, the Asheville area, a lot of jam bands have taken that over, and you're starting to see that spread across. So a really kind of big movement in the music industry are these bluegrass jam bands, and they're going to be coming to town.
They are. They were here a couple years ago, and we don't often do this because there is just so much we want to bring to the Myrna Loy. But when they played here before, they gave such an amazing show. We said, next time you're in town, we have to have you. So Masontown is fronted by Natalie Padilla, who is a champion fiddler out of Bozeman. She grew up in Bozeman, so she's a Montana girl, and we claim her proudly. And they are doing some of the most innovative, creative work. And, you know, we all know bluegrass music is community-building music. It's really a kind of storytelling in its own. And it's this Thursday. You cannot miss it. These guys are so great, and they're so much fun, and just bring a stellar amount of musicality to what they're doing. We're really proud of them and excited to have them back.
Well, we're excited to have you here today at Coffee Break. We appreciate all of the great activities that are going on over there. We wish you the best. Now, movies, if they want to check the movie schedule, how do they do that again? There's
movies
website.
Movies are on themyrnaloy.com, and you can get a little review and watch the trailer and see the movie times. Everything that we have going is on themyrnaloy.com. It's a pretty dynamic website, updated every day. You don't have to buy movie tickets in advance, but it's a good idea to buy the concert tickets in advance.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming in on Coffee Break today. We
thank
appreciate
you for having
it.
Me.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That, again, was Chris Holmes with the Myrna Loy, and that's a great day of Coffee Break. Kirk Kittleson, how are we doing with time there, bud?
Well, we got about 3 minutes left, so.
Okay. So I don't – okay, I didn't know if we had to shut down. Well,
no,
since
we
got – there was one movie on here that I've heard about that, if Chris, you don't mind just sticking around just 1 second, it was the Last Black Man in San Francisco, if there's anything that you –
that movie, it's actually gone now. But
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it was one of those movies that you would never see in Helena or in this region of Montana if it weren't for the Myrna Loy. It was a little off the beaten path, telling a beguiling, poetic story of gentrification in San Francisco, and probably will be up for some kind of Academy Award or other. So one of the things that we sort of focus on in our movie programming is finding those films that are maybe getting a lot of national attention but aren't gonna be the blockbuster movie that everybody's going to see. And of the 24 Academy Awards that are given out each year, we have a pretty great record of showing, you know, a half to two-thirds of those movies that win the Academy Awards. So it's the more thoughtful or the more edgy or the more artistic or, you know, we go in a lot of different directions. And definitely the movies that you come to at the Myrna Loy are going to be movies worth watching. And also, it's a great place to go see the movies if you're by yourself because it's so friendly. The staff is always happy to see you. It's very comfortable. It has this very personal hometown feel. And we have a lot of people who just love to come to the movies by themselves, and they feel totally comfortable going in and out. And that's one of the things we love.
Well, and I'm one of those people because I've never understood like date night to the movie. It's you can't talk during the movie anyway. But I will say that I am appreciative because with a lot of the Academy Award winning movies that are of more of an artistic interpretation that aren't the Avengers or the mass produced studio factory films, being able to see them on the big screen is a luxury that a lot of towns don't have. They have to wait till they come out on DVD or wait till they come to a streaming service. So providing that opportunity for people that maybe are, I don't want to say in the minority, but you know, have more selective taste, giving something for everyone. The Myrna Boy has something for everybody.
Something for everybody and something going on all the time. We have a little secret we're about to put on our website. I've been on vacation for a week, so we're a little late posting this up. But there's a band called Skyfoot that is fronted by Helena's Eric McEwen, who's a pianist who grew up in Helena, and he's back with his band out of Boston. They're called Skyfoot, and they are going to record a live album at the Myrna Loy. They came to the Myrna to record this live concert album on Monday, August 26th. So we're selling tickets for $5. Come have a beer and be part of the audience recording this live album at the Myrna Loy. We're going to try this out. And we have one of the greatest sound engineers in the Pacific Northwest, Lenny Eckert, who's going to do the recording. And that is also going to be super fun because it's one of the things that the Myrna Loy loves to do, supporting our local artists and helping them with their kind of boosting their careers, these musicians that we really believe in. So that is sort of one of those off the wall things that you can come and check out that doesn't happen anyplace else but at the Myrna Loy.
Well, thank you very much once again, Chris Holmes with the Myrna Loy. Thank you for stopping by on Coffee Break. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stuart.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes, head on over, give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.